The assembly November 20th used an anonymous ballot, writing names on scraps of paper to appoint former assembly member Bob Lynn as the voting representative from Petersburg to the board of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Mayor Mark Jensen was appointed the alternate.
The procedure we used is one that we've used in the past, and it's not proper, according to our attorney.
That's Mayor Jensen at this week's assembly meeting. He and the borough clerk decided the appointment should be back on the agenda, and he proposed appointing his brother John to the voting seat instead of Lynn.
And if we would have used the proper procedure on the meeting on the 20th, I would have done the same thing I intend to do today, is to try to appoint the voting member as John Jensen and the alternate as myself. The reason I would do that, I'm not discrediting Mr. Lynn's knowledge and his abilities. It's just John's been there since before the divestiture of the Four Dam Pool and Thomas Bay Power Authority and then on SEPA. And in fact, Ketchikan Mayor Bob Weinstein appointed him to be their representative once because our two representative positions were full.
SEPA owns the hydroelectric power plants at Swan Lake near Ketchikan and Tyee Lake near Wrangell. It sells electricity to the utilities in the three communities. The Four Dam Pool included Swan and Tyee, along with other projects in Kodiak and the Copper Valley. That split up in 2009, leading to the joint agency between Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The Thomas Bay Power Authority used to operate the plant at Tyee. Lynn, who worked with the U.S. Forest Service for 30 years, told the assembly about the experience he would bring to the seat.
As a former Tongass National Forest supervisor, I selected the personnel, set the team objectives, and ultimately approved several of the existing transmission lines that are currently used by SEPA and the former Thomas Bay Power Authority. I have followed the actions of the SEPA before and while on the assembly, so I am not without some firsthand knowledge.
Lynn also said he had reasonable experience with water diversions, hydroelectric projects, dam engineering, electrical transmission, and agency coordination. In lieu of the old system of anonymous balloting, Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson proposed an open roll call vote, with assembly members making a motion on the suggestion of the mayor. Under that new procedure, Assemblymember Brandy Morrell moved to appoint first John Jensen, then Mark Jensen to the voting seat. She received no second from the rest of the assembly. That left Jeff Mucci to move to appoint Bob Lynn. That motion did get a second, and it was approved 5-2 with Jensen and Morrell the no votes. Then Morrell moved to appoint John Jensen as the alternate, and that also received a second. That vote was 4-3, with Eric Castro, Jeff Mucci, and Nancy Strand voting against Jensen's appointment. Here's Jay Stanton Greger.
On November 20th, I thought, even though we went about this procedurally wrong, I think our votes should have stood as they were and gone about it in the future. And just because we voted in secret ballot like we have on many other things, I found it frustrating today that we're trying to nominate against a previously mentioned will of the assembly, but it is what it is, and the group has agreed to move forward on that.
To be clear, the assembly and prior city councils have used the secret ballot for appointments only, not for other votes in open meetings, and only when there are multiple people seeking an appointment. And it's been used to fill contested appointments to vacant seats on other local boards and commissions. But this assembly plans to end that practice and also plans to take an annual vote on a resolution on how they conduct their business, including appointments. Meanwhile, Monday's vote means John Jensen makes it back on the SEPA board, but as the alternate member, Bob Lynn will be the voting member for the upcoming year. The SEPA board is scheduled to meet in Petersburg December 13th and 14th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.